Listener Production.
G'day, I'm Archie Milligan. As the search for Senior Constable Scott Duff continues this morning, police are reminding the public to check dash cams and CCTV. The 50-year-old was last seen on Slipper Street in Edmonton midday Monday, sparking a large-scale police search, including the Tactical Crime Unit, SES, dirt bikes, drones, and for the 510 rescue helicopter. Superintendent Monique Ralph says Constable Duff is a highly valued member of the QPS and the disappearance is out of character.
Scott's disappearance is obviously impacting a lot of us, as I said, including the community, and we're extremely grateful for the support that his family is providing us at the moment.
A new flu vaccine is being made available for the first time in Australia. The cell-based flu vaccine has an advantage over traditional flu vaccines by better matching viruses that are actually circulating in the community. Immunologist Dr. Julian Bayliss says there's still a few misconceptions about the flu jab.
You can't get the flu from a flu vaccine. None of the flu vaccines that are available in Australia contain the flu virus in its entirety. They contain small pieces of the virus that allow our bodies to develop an immune response.
The Cairns and Hinterland Health Service has reported 876 flu cases so far this year, 93 in this month alone. Locals are being asked to voice their concerns about rising prices at major supermarkets. The Supermarket Pricing Select Committee is calling for submissions from primary producers, retailers, suppliers, and members of the public. Submissions are open until Friday, with plans for a public hearing in Cairns to follow. Experts say Tropical Cyclone Paul in the Coral Sea poses very little threat to Queensland. The system's grown from a tropical low to a Category 1 overnight. And WeatherWatch head forecaster Philip Duncan says there won't be much in it even if it does make landfall.
According to many of the computer models, to kind of fall apart and come in as showers. So it might be a little bit warmer, a little bit windier, but generally speaking, at this stage, it's not looking like a threat.